America. It is not a Russia where 90% of the population was untutored and devoid of the facilities of the radio and free press. A Russia that had been exploited for years by the note, the dungeon, and the Siberia of a tyrannical tsardom. I ask you, have you not learned from your failures? Gentlemen of the popular front, or rather, gentlemen behind the popular front, for you're afraid to assume the first ranks. This is America. The same spirit which motivated our forebears in 1776 inspires us today. If then the heroes of our homeland risked their fortunes and their lives against a George III for his financial aggressions, rest assured that we, his descendants, and we who have made of this our homeland, we will risk our fortunes and our lives against your invasions, calculated to destroy both political and religious and financial liberty. On that point, do not be mistaken. For there is no power under God which will bid us bow our heads and bare our breasts and minds either to the barrage of your bullets or your propaganda. Refresh your memories on the events which have transpired this past 3 years in Spain. You and your kind had a popular front. First, you deceived the millions of the laboring class. By your control of the press, by your fanciful names of freedom, by your high-sounding phrases of democracy. Oh, at length, you resorted to force. You forced your ideologies upon a Christian nation. You forced your political experimentations upon a peaceful people. And finally, when nothing else was left but to meet fire with fire and force with force, there arose a Franco. Yes, you in America do not like his name, the name of your nemesis. You in America who collected funds from the CIO and from 1,000 other agencies to aid and abet the enemies of Franco. You congregated the American Abraham Lincoln Brigade to fight for the cause of the hammer and sickle. Your comrades from France and Germany and Russia and England and from every nation in the world assembled in the Foreign Legion to help tear down the cross and massacre Christians in the name of your democracy. Oh, but when the crisis came, there came a Franco. And when Franco came, there came the dissolution of your lost, diabolical cause. And I'll ask you, who composed Franco's forces? And I'll answer the question. It was the Christian Front. Do you want history to repeat itself in America? Or are you ready to retreat and admit that you and your snarling breed have no place beneath the stars and stripes? You, the panderers of communism, the protagonists of anti-Semitism, the defamers of Americanism, and the cringing, cowardly advocates of press muzzling. Yes, gentlemen of the Christian Bolshevik Front, as the America magazine says, this smear campaign which you are directing at my person is a subterfuge. and we know it. For in truth, it is directed primarily at Catholicism. And if at Catholicism, at Christianity. For I assure you, Catholics and Protestants will not be found divided in this crisis. And you and all the control of the press and the radio which you exercise can never divide them. In one sense, we thank you, communists and fellow travelers, for giving the religious people of this nation an opportunity to arouse themselves, to unite themselves for God and country. Long enough we've been apathetic. But today I assure you, we're aroused. And your challenge is hereby met by a mightier challenge. We will fight you shoulder to shoulder and cheek to jowl. And be content to use your weapons. If you choose to fight in the American way, according to the rules of liberty of press and liberty of speech, well and good. But, if you persist in carrying on your fight by denying us liberty of speech, liberty of press, and consequently liberty in politics, we will fight you in Franco's way if necessary. Call this inflammatory, if you will. It is inflammatory. Rest assured, we'll fight you and we'll win. I understand that units of the Christian Front have formed and are forming in New York City and elsewhere. Does that mean anything to you Bolsheviks? Do you forget how units of your communistic front formed in Russia in 1918? And do you forget what Zinoviev said to the Northern Commune on September 19, 1918? Well, to refresh your Oriental memories, here is the barbarism to which he gave utterance. Quotation from Zinoviev. To overcome our enemies, we must have our own socialist militarism. We must win over to our side 90 million of the 100 million of population in Russia. As for the rest, we have nothing to say to them. They must be annihilated, unquote Zinoviev and the Popular Front. Gentlemen, do you want the Christian Front to adopt the same technique as the Zinoviev Front? The technique of annihilation? Or do you want the Christian Front to retain the Christian teachings? Well, gentlemen of the Popular Front, I advise you tonight to assemble your meetings. Tomorrow, call your caucuses. And I advise you to revise your tactics. But ponder upon this fact, that the Christian Front is no longer a dream. It is a reality in America. A reality that grows stronger, more courageous, and more determined under the threat of your ideological invasion. Were I a member of the Christian Front, had I any influence in blueprinting the principles and the policies of the Christian Front, I would say this. Gentlemen of the Christian Front, since you have adopted a name that was hallowed in the poverty of Bethlehem, made glorious in the streets of Nazareth, and on the temple steps of Jerusalem, since you have chosen to designate yourselves by his hallowed name whose hands clasp the nails, whose brow bore the crown of thorns, and whose lacerated body was sealed in a tomb from which he arose glorious and immortal. Bear in mind, gentlemen of the Christian front, that he is the Prince of Peace. He came not to destroy, but to perfect. He dwelt amongst us not to teach the doctrines of subjugation and slavery, but the gospel of liberty and brotherhood. It was his lips that pronounced the counsel of love one another. It was his voice that sounded the warning that they who use the sword shall perish by the sword. Therefore, gentlemen of the Christian front, before your spokesmen ascend the rostrum to discuss Americanism and Christianity, I pray you, model your speech after the Sermon on the Mount. If you are assailed or assaulted, be mindful that when he was spat upon, contemned, stripped of his garments and lashed at the pillar, he suffered patiently. Recollect his admonition to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Yea, even when you are arraigned before some Pontius Pilate of judges, when you are victimized by slander, when you are maligned and calumniated, be you mindful that though you could summon a legion of angels to your defense, you must not take the law into your own hands. You are not fighting against the law. You are organizing to protect the law and to perfect the law. What though the modern scribes and Pharisees storm your faction? What though they accuse you of stirring up the multitudes? What though they maintain that you consort with sinners, be they Nazis, or anti-Semitic or whatnot? Well, not more scurrilous epithets than these. Hold at Jesus Christ. Gentlemen of the Christian front, I am sadly conscious that in Germany, an Adolf Hitler protested that his movement was in the defense of Christianity. Oh, beware of falling into his evil ways by assuming to yourselves the interpretation of Christianity and its practices, by perpetrating in its sacred name the excesses which are frowned upon by Christianity. Oh, be ye Christian in the full sense of the word. The Crusaders of old were Christians when they repulsed the Mohammedan hordes. We saw the brave Polish people establish a Christian front. We saw it spring up in Italy. In the past, we have witnessed the activities of a Christian front that was forced to defend the lives, the liberties, and the properties of Spain against the invasion of the international popular Bolshevik front. Christianity, however, does not teach that you and your fellow citizens shall submit to any injustice which definitely aims at the destruction of the immortal souls of men. Christianity does not teach that you, gentlemen, shall submit to an invasion of ideologies when these ideologies are aimed at the destruction of Christianity. Christianity does not teach that the mystical body of Christ shall submit to the mystical body of Satan. Christianity does not teach that a peaceful citizenry will surrender unjustly private properties, liberties, and national culture to an unjust aggressor. Nevertheless, the Christian way is the peaceful way. Until Until all argument having failed, all civil authority having failed, there is left no other way but the way of defending ourselves against the invaders of our spiritual and national rights, the Franco way. And when your rights have been challenged, when all civil authority has succumbed before the invaders, then and only then may Christians meet force with force. Remember this, gentlemen of the Christian Front. In no way can you collaborate with the Bolsheviks. In no way can you compromise with the Bolsheviks. There is only one way we will deal with them. They must retreat from the theater of their activity, and their atheistic plans for Sovietizing America must be abandoned. There is only one flag of Bolshevism that we respect, and that flag is the white flag of surrender. Need I warn you against false leaders? Recollect that your principles, gentlemen of the Christian Front, may be as pure as the driven snow. And recollect that these principles can be perverted by self-seeking men. Carry always with you this thought, that a Christian Front must never become an anti-racial front. If in your contest for the supremacy of Christ and his principles, and for America and its traditions, if you come in conflict with individuals who are anti-God or anti-American, characterize them not as persons of such and such a race, be they Jew or Gentile. And most importantly, a worthwhile Christian Front must be a united Christian Front. Factionalism must be abandoned. The desire for leadership on the part of individuals must be sacrificed under one head who is forsworn to practice the principles of Christianity. Every group in every city in every state must be marshaled. The Christian Front Organization is not a debating society. It is an action society. It is not a destructive force. It is a constructive force. It is not an organization for warfare, but it is an organization for peace. Again, I repeat, if unity is lacking, if the spirit of Christ is wanting, the Christian Front will be nothing more than a barbaric mob front. Finally, gentlemen, be not negative in your activities. But be a positive. Before Christ, before America, carry on for God and country. A word to you, gentlemen of the Bolshevik Front. Your aggressions, your preachments of atheism, your challenges against free press and free speech, your incitements to hatred and your attempt to Bolshevize America in politics, in industry, in education and government, your practiced campaign of vilification, your browbeating and manhandling of those who would oppose you. These and many other causes have been responsible for the just indignation which we Americans entertain against such policies and practices. And you can extend your popular front across America and try to hide behind it. But at last we've discovered you. And we've penetrated right through to the very source of your malevolence. And your challenge has been accepted. And I assure you that this battle between truth and error, between God and anti-God, between nationalism and internationalism, this will continue until your red flag is hauled down. Until the white flag of surrender his unfall, leaving behind their disillusioned followers to bear the brunt of defeat. You will be responsible for building up such a defense mechanism as this world never witnessed. A defense mechanism which will either isolate you or obliterate you if you persist in pursuing your attacks against religion and constitutional Americanism. There's no question of your compromising with us. We know that. And no question of our compromising with you. You've been told that. This fight, then, is a death struggle between your internationalism and our Americanism. Between your atheism and our cherished religion. What though you send me threatening letters? What though you have even designated the day of my death? Unless I withdraw from this contest. I'm not important. Nor is this a battle between individuals who are important. Carry out your threats if you dare, but recognize that this contest is between God and anti-God. Between the principles of Americanism and the principles of Sovietism. And I warn you, members of the Bolshevik Front, that the stars and stripes shall keep flying from all public institutions long after the red emblem of Russia shall have been furled in the dust of time, and the cross of Christ shall continue to adorn our temples long after the hammer and sickle shall have taken their place with the emblems of the pagan past. Look ye in yonder evening sky, and you will see there, as did Constantine of old, the cross of the crucified one. And above it, if you have spiritual eyes to see, there are inscribed these words, in hoc signo vinces, in this sign, thou shalt conquer. Nothing like that was ever said about the sign of the hammer and sickle. You of the Daily Walker and of the new masses, you of the nation, and you, the fellow travelers who form the Popular Front, better known as the Bolshevik Front, recognize that in this modern era, the contest stands between the forces of the Jew, Karl Marx, and the forces of the Jew, Jesus Christ. You must choose one or the other. For as Christ said, you are either with me or against me. Oh, you cannot succeed. You Bolsheviks are roused the opponents into the ranks of the Christian Front. And they will succeed if the spirit of the Christian Front is the spirit of Jesus Christ. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, who have the Christian courage to oppose not only Nazism, but also communism.